Welcome to Nostalgia Minute for June 29th. I'm Julia.
And I'm Tina.
Today in Disney history, we'll be traveling back to the year 1932 when Mickey went worldwide. On this day, in 1932, Walt Disney signed a contract with Herman K. Kamen, assigning the merchandising for the company to Kamen and partner Streeter Blair. Kamen was born in Baltimore, Maryland in 1892, and according to his older brother Max, as a teen, Kamen was too inclined to daydreams and not interested in steady work. According to J. William Hunt's Across the Desk column from October 1948, Max was finally able to convince a local business owner in Cumberland to hire young Kamen for $5 per week to work in his men's furnishing store. That business owner, Sam Kaplan, would eventually decide that not only was he responsible for starting Herman Kamen's meteoric rise in the world of sales and marketing, but that he was also responsible for naming the world's most famous mouse as well, as tall as the tail sounds. Kamen had a pug nose and a rosy complexion, Kaplan told Hunt. I nicknamed him Mickey because he looked so much like an Irishman. The name Mickey stuck, and I've often thought Kamen and Disney transferred it to the mouse character who has become world famous.
While Kaplan's mouse tale isn't true, he can take pride in the fact that when Kamen entered the working world, he quickly became a good marketer and salesperson. Though the teenage Kamen was often accused of loafing around the local newspaper office, his fascination with printing and advertising quickly became his life's ambition. Kamen met Walt Disney in Kansas City in the early 20s, working as a sales promoter for a department store, while Walt was still struggling to build his studio. After the 1932 meeting in Hollywood led to Kamen's deal with Walt, Kamen opened an office in New York and got to work. According to Hunt's column, the Disney brand had sold $10 million of manufactured goods within 2 years, aided by 1933's successful The Three Little Pigs Silly Symphony. By the time Snow White was released in 1938, Walt Disney Enterprises merchandise grew to landslide proportions.
From the moment Kamen started marketing Mickey Mouse as a licensed character off of the screen, he began to make a great deal of money for the company, an infusion of cash that proved to be a godsend to the studio. His success even led him to make more than Walt Disney himself sometimes. For example, in 1944, the Associated Press reported that while Walt made just shy of $56,000 for the fiscal year, the company paid Kamen $93,751 for licensing Walt's characters. By 1948, Kamen was making over $300,000 a year as the manager for all of the commercial use of Walt Disney's characters, off of a gross of more than $1 million in merchandise sales.
The ubiquitous Mickey Mouse watch can be attributed to Kamen, and in October of 1948, Kamen went to the Walt Disney Studios in Burbank to present Walt with the 5 millionth watch that was produced. In return, Walt renewed his 16-year-long business association with Kamen for another 7 years. Kamen immediately began working on marketing tie-ins and merchandise for Walt's newest projects, including the film So Dear to My Heart and its hero, Danny the Little Black Lamb. Tragically, on October 28, 1949, an Air France plane traveling from Paris to New York crashed into the Algarvia Peak on the São Miguel Island, killing Kamen and his wife, who were passengers on the flight. Also on this day for June 29th, in 1935, The Silly Symphony, Who Killed Cock Robin, directed by Dave Hahn, was released into theaters.
Now it's time to say goodbye. So for Nostalgia Minute, I'm Julia.
And I'm Tina, and we'll see you real soon.
To contact Nostalgia Minute, email minute@nostalgia.com. Some music files provided by fbbts.com. Nostalgia Minute is copyright Nostalgia, LLC.